let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
We've got quite a show today. You know, this is, let me start off with how this show actually started, because we had another guest book for today, and then Angelina Jolie went and did something that caused a lot of people to say a lot of things. Now, I noticed on a friend of mine's Facebook page that she wrote this, and I liked it so much. That I talked to Mark and Dorothy and said, hey, you two, we need to have this friend of ours on, because this is what she said. Angelina Jolie, people are saying how brave she is. Not. Her actions were fear-based. Period. I feel very, very sorry for her. Actually, my heart breaks hearing this news. She is sending the wrong message to the masses. I am a cancer survivor, and I wish I knew then what I know now. Quote, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. Hippocrates, father of medicine. Cancer cells and disease in general cannot survive in a purely oxygenated alkaline body. Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1931 with discovery. This is all in her Facebook post. Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize in 1931 with his discovery. Doctors won't talk about it because there is no money for them to make by simply telling people to eat an alkaline diet. Don't eat anything in a box. Cereal? Really? To your children? Do you love them? Throw this crap out. I say this with love, people, and then in caps, stop with the sugar. P.S., she gently says, if anything is listed to have, quote, natural flavors, end quote, please know that it is not natural. It is artificial. Thank the FDA for that ridiculous approved listing. You see why I love her? I can go on and on, she says, but we'll stop now. No, she's not, because she's here today to keep going on and on, and we want her to. She goes on to say, I just had to vent a little. Well, there it is. And I vented a little more for her, and I'm looking forward to her venting more for us all on the show, because she has a lot to say on the subject, and for good reason. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to our guest, actress, model, and activist, and venter, and cancer survivor, Marissa Petroro, right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It is Filippo, and today our guest is a beautiful young lady who has a lot of beautiful things to say. And I have to say, Mark, I'm at a loss. Well, I'm not at a loss for what to say, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable because, first of all, I'm not a woman. I'm not uncomfortable that I'm not a woman. I'm uncomfortable with this subject because I'm not a woman, and so that's why I'm glad we have a woman. And you're not a woman, by the way. And so that's why I'm glad we have a woman on the show who can talk about this, but also somebody who's a cancer survivor, so she can talk on so many levels. The other thing too is because we're talking about somebody's personal decision. And I certainly don't want anybody to get the idea that we want to dictate what somebody personally does. However, I have to wonder if this was actually a personal decision, and I think that's part of the problem in the sense that I think somebody might have been swayed by disinformation or by doctors or maybe even by companies like pharmaceutical or medical companies or the company that patented the gene that Angelina was diagnosed with or what have you. So it's an interesting place for me to be.
Well, you know, there's so many threads you can open in this discussion. You know,
yeah.
All of those. But even if you take that out, if you take out gender and if you take, you know, and you throw in a little common sense, the whole topic to me is mind blowing that we're even having this discussion.
Yeah.
The idea of removing anything as a preemptive strike is mind blowing. We're learning so much about health. And at the same time, we're being fed, you know, the opposite in terms of ignorant knowledge. You know, we're learning more about frequency. We're learning more about disease in terms of unbalanced emotion, where cancer really comes from. And then we have story after story after story of people, someone here in our studio today, that have overcome cancer or any other disease by use of their mind and use of diet and other natural causes. So the whole idea of the courage in this instance to me is mind blowing because I think true courage is actually facing the idea of pursuit of a real balanced life and pursuing, you know, the knowledge that's out there in terms of other solutions.
You know, I'm with you, and I'm thinking right off the bat, it's like some people are going to be offended, like who are they to talk about this, or what do they know, you know, about my body or what have you, and like you said, if you just get down to the core of it, and I have to say, I had this thought, I said, like, why didn't you just try cryogenics, just freeze yourself until they find a cure, and then come back later, you know, I mean, why remove boobs?
Not a bad idea. I mean, just press pause, and hopefully someday we'll figure it all out and start again.
No, but if somebody said, look, there's 50% chance you might get penis cancer, PC, is that PC to say?
Peace
cancer.
Technical term.
And it's like, so if you remove your penis, you definitely won't get it. Well, first of all, I don't believe that because I don't think penis is just local. I don't think cancer is just localized. I think cancer, anyway.
That's why you have to remove yourself completely.
That's, and number one, and I'm like, okay, well, hold on. Let me keep my penis until I see if I get cancer. And then if it's really localized, then you can take it off. And whatever you'd put in its place, I don't know, but I hope it looks as good as Angelina's boobs.
So going back to removing gender.
Removing gender.
The whole idea, though, I mean, we know, too, when you go back and you look at Brzezinski and you look at Rife and you look at Gerson and you go back to the cases of, you know, that are there are numerous, immeasurable number of cases of people that have overcome cancers far worse than this. And then, yeah, you reflect back to this dialogue of the genes, the patent, the system,
makes
the idea
wonder
that the Cancer Association is the most profitable nonprofit on the planet at $1 billion-plus valuation.
And not that we're questioning or anything.
I'm not questioning. I'm just stating the reality of that. And but I do question, why do we have a $1 billion entity, and then we turn around and we look at these other solutions that are out there that seem to be, solutions that are making a difference, and we're not putting the two together?
Well, let's not, you know, you don't have to say seem to be, because we have living proof here, and thankfully she's living and she's proof. And she's beautiful. And she happens to be an Italian American, which is great. As far as I'm concerned, she's originally from Jersey too. So you got to be careful. I mean, you know,
because it's funny how you can't say Jersey without saying Jersey.
Jersey. What did I say?
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh.
There. Did I say it right? She is best known for her diverse film roles in Comedy Central's Reno 911. Funny show. Weird show, but funny show.
Loved it.
Okay. See? The weird one loves it. Miami and Roadside Attractions. Everybody Wants to Be Italian. Great movie, and she had a great role in that. It reminded me of Sophia Loren. I thought, cool. There should be more movies like that with her in it. Along with her TV roles on Showtime's Dexter, ABC's Desperate Housewives, NBC's Las Vegas, and most recently TNT's Franklin and Bash, NBC's Touch, Lifetime's Drop Dead Diva. Actually, I could go on. And NBC's Revolution. Now, I'm going to stop there. But for some of you who loved this show, like probably Scott, our producer, did too, she's also known as one of the original briefcase models. As a matter of fact, number 18 on NBC's hit game show, which
Deal or No Deal!
You win the prize. Now, you win the booby prize. And here's the kicker. Marissa was the national spokesperson for the Sarcoma Foundation of America from 2008 till 2010 and is a 22-year cancer survivor. So welcome, Marissa Petroro, to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
It's so great to have you here. How do you say Jersey?
New Jersey.
See, I said it right. Okay, now, but how do you say the cancer that you had? Because I wasn't even going to try it.
Of course. Rhabdomyosarcoma. Sarcoma.
Wow.
And it's a rare childhood cancer. I had a malignant tumor in my right forearm, in the muscle mass.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And here you were a child, and you had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is where I think this show, this whole thing, you mentioned it, fear, right?
Right.
You had to have fear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, my fear was, are they going to amputate my arm because of this?
Wow.
And when I got the news that, no, we don't have to do that, we're just going to give you chemotherapy and radiation and remove the tumor, then I was like, okay, now this is going to be a pain in the ass for a year to go through chemo and radiation and all of that.
Pain in the arm.
Pain in the arm, right, exactly. It was. But I got to keep my arm, and so that was wonderful.
You know, and I think this is so apropos because you're an actress, you're a model, and so you can relate because Angelina's in the public eye.
Yeah, absolutely. And she,
as are you,
she went public with this. You know, it's not that she had somebody sort of, you know, sneaking around and prying into her own business. I mean, she wrote an article in the New York Times and she came public with it. So everybody has a right to their opinion on what she did, I think.
Right. And so you're living proof. First of all, did you do the chemo and the other stuff?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Okay. You did.
But this was 22 years ago. But like I said in my post, had I known then what I know now, I don't think I would have done that. I would have taken a more holistic, natural route to cure myself.
Because you also did incorporate holistics after or during or whatever.
After, yeah. With other medical issues that I went through later in my life that I cured myself from.
Wow. Okay. You know, I'm going to want to know more about this. I think this is really important. This is a great conversation, and I couldn't think of anybody better to have it with. You know why? Because I trust you. Because you're from Jersey. You're Italian-American.
She's going to kick your...
And we Italians stick together, don't we?
No, because we can talk here, you know? You're right. Going to tell it like it is.
I'm going to try to.
And she's going to tell it like it is. Live from the Joint Studios in Burbank, it's Marissa Petura on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back with her right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
You know, talk about life changes. This is Filippo, and we're talking to Marissa Petruro, at the moment when someone discovers that they've got something going on, you know, it reminds me of, this is what people talk about, separating the wheat from the chaff, you know, the boys from the men, the girls from the women, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of like at those moments is when we discover what people are made of.
Right.
And that, I think, is kind of what your post was pointing to. It's like, you were kind of saying it was based on Angelina Jolie's decision was based on fear, not courage. So that's what you were saying, amongst other things. But also, it comes from that's what's inside of her, more fear than courage.
Right. The fear of the unknown, of what's going to happen in years to come for her. And it's a difficult topic because it's so personal to her and mm-hmm. what she did. And again, you know, I send her blessings and love, and I hope she doesn't suffer any repercussions from this, because she did have reconstructive surgery and put some foreign objects into her, you know, into her body. So who knows, you know, what she has in store with that.
That's thoughtful of you. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but
at the same time, I don't want the women out there who may have this gene to sort of just follow in her footsteps and follow her regimen that she said she's going to post. Where did she say it? She said she's going to post it online somewhere, like of everything that she went through, her protocol of the procedures that she went through. Why do we need to know all of that?
Wow.
That's so personal.
Wow. You know, it's almost as if she's writing a script, you know, like, mm-hmm. like this is what you can follow too.
Right.
Why does it, am I being, you know, cynical?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You're feeling this.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard. Yeah. It's very hard.
I know. And we don't know how to say and what to say. What do you want to say?
Well, there's some, I mean, if somebody is going through breast cancer, we have to take a look at, actually, there's a woman. Her name is Professor Jane Plant. She's an author and a geochemist, actually. She was living in China at the time she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she took a look at the Chinese diet. And basically, their diet is high in iodine, and they don't consume dairy for the most part. And 1 out of 10 women in the U.S. get breast cancer. 1 out of, I think it's 100,000 in China, and in Japan, I think, have similar numbers get breast cancer. So you have to take a look at the diet.
Right.
And it's about the food. Foods contain so much, so many nutrients to help you. So take a look at what you're eating. You know, I don't know.
And foods contain so much crap, too.
And contain crap, yeah. So women that are diagnosed with breast cancer, I mean, are you consuming a lot of milk, eggs, butter, yogurt? You know, you have to look at this.
Well, this plays into a whole, other argument, which is the idea that we're in the middle of a food war, in this country, even more so than others, right? In terms of genetically modified foods and all these other things.
Yeah, let me quote somebody here. Somebody wrote, cereal? Really? To your children? Do you love them? Then throw this crap out. Yeah. I say this with love, people. Stop with the sugar. And sugar, that's, of course, Marissa on her Facebook page. And you can find it yourself, actually, if you go to Marissa Petroro, MarissaPetroro. You can go to her Facebook page and see what I'm talking about. But it's not – the sugar is probably the
– It's everywhere. Yeah. Fructose corn syrup is more addictive than cocaine. They're hiring scientists to develop, the most addictive combination of fat and sugar and salt to make people addicted to their products. Why? So you buy more of their products and make them billions of dollars.
And what is the chances that maybe some of those products give cancer?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just curious, Marissa, when you were a child, I mean, it was pretty much, was it up to your parents to make this decision for the operation, or did it fall on your shoulders?
I think in the end it was my decision, but I didn't know. I was kind of like a zombie at that time. Like, I had never been sick before in my life, and I just thought, okay, well, this is what I have to do. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't aware of any other options to take.
And that's a good case in point. Because you're trying to say there are other options, women.
Exactly. And there are a lot of women out there who are not informed about making the correct health choice for themselves and to keep themselves healthy or to help themselves with a certain disease.
Right.
So.
Well, and this is what's so important about what you were saying before, is the fact that she's taken this public, and the fact that so many eyeballs are on this and so many women are blindly or without guidance following that type of advice rather than looking at each individual case. So instead of judging what she did, allowing themselves to look at each individual case and decide if it's something that they can pursue naturally.
Right. Exactly. I remember watching, I don't remember if it was 2020 or Nightline or one of those nighttime news shows. This was a couple of years ago. They did a story on a woman who she had a double mastectomy and removed her breast without being diagnosed with the cancer, but she did have that BRCA1 gene. And I remember at that time, everyone was just kind of like, this woman is just going to the extreme. She's crazy for doing this. Why do this to yourself when you have not been diagnosed yet? But now here comes Angelina Jolie, and now all of a sudden she's to be admired and to be followed. I don't see that viewpoint.
A lot of people are agreeing with you. Some lady wrote on your Facebook as a comment to what you wrote, quote, patient, quote, doctor, my mother suffered from headaches. I think I may someday suffer from them also. Doctor, place your neck here. Mark, what was the one that you were saying?
I'm going to have my eyes removed because I might get cancer. Not the other one?
I might go blind.
I might go blind.
That's the one,
yeah.
I might go blind.
Down, down, down.
Timing.
I like that better. Let's write it on her Facebook page.
I might have my lungs removed in case I can't breathe.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about the air, shall we? No. Okay. So basically, I love the fact that you came out there. Obviously, you shared your personal story, but you've been doing this.
I was, I was a little hesitant to write that because I wasn't sure what the backlash was going to be. And there have been, a couple people that are like, it's not cool to judge people. Like, well, you're judging me by saying that as well.
True.
So I have a right to my opinion.
I think, you know, it's funny. One of the things that's going on in my personal life is dealing with fear. And when you, there was a stupid letter that I needed to write, and Dorothy knows about it. But you know what? Just the thing, I think until we embrace that fear, and like you did, like, you know, it's so built up in our head that we don't know it's a thing until we do it. And it's like, wow, that was nothing. You know, and I really applaud you for stepping into your power.
In, absolutely. In the limelight. Thank you. But it was nice.
You're moving up to number one on Ideal. Claudia, don't shoot me.
Nice. But it was nice, you know, because I had a bunch of friends that came out and supported in my opinion. So I was like, okay, that's great. But then also there were people going the other way, and it just became this whole, like, just, you know, all these different posts with different opinions. So obviously this is something that needs to be talked about.
Absolutely.
Because it's really affecting people one way or the other.
And we're talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you told it like it is. And the thing is that you're also sharing information. You're saying, okay, so in that moment of fear, if we had information, we might make a different decision.
Right.
Having fear doesn't preclude courage. I mean, you could have courage.
Of course. Right. Of course. Angelina Jolie, yeah, she was courageous to do this. I mean, who's not courageous to basically, you know, mutilate your breasts and put some other objects in there? But she's not, for, in my opinion, to be admired and followed at all.
Yeah, I wonder, is that courage? Back to your post, that's kind of fear.
No, it's fear. No, absolutely, fear-based. But I'm saying courageous to take that extreme route.
Yeah.
Is,
yeah,
in a negative way, I'm saying,
yeah,
courageous, not,
yeah,
necessarily to get applauded.
And I'm a man. I'm telling women, don't do anything to your breasts. We love them.
Well, there it is. So, it's funny. I had a friend who said his son-in-law had his appendix was going to burst. And he said he's going to be in the hospital for a couple of weeks. He's going to miss out on, so much work, and insurance is going to cost so much money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, try a colon cleanse, you know, before he goes in the hospital, because maybe that might help, you know, colon cleanse.
And, oh, I believe in all of that. Yeah.
You change a diet for a week, you know, just try. And he's like, that's radical. Like, that's radical? Having somebody take a knife to you and losing 2 weeks of work, that's not radical.
That's crazy. Yeah,
you know what blows my mind is now the holistic medicine, we're not talking about 30 years ago.
Right.
Holistic medicine and kinesiology and practices like this are so out there. You know she knew about them. Mm-hmm. You know, why not even look at something of that caliber first before going under the knife?
Well, this was part of what I was saying at the outset of the show. I mean, I haven't seen one of these types of stories on the cover of Time, mm-hmm, or on the the front page of the New York Times, you know, a holistic solution. And we hear about them, you know, all the time, kind of through the back channels.
Right. Because there's no money in it.
Ooh, there it is.
Pharmaceutical companies.
Billions, trillions of dollars.
Food manufacturers, they can't make money off of eating whole foods.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for having that's courage.
Right.
But, I mean, there's so many people out there that follow this train of thought that I'm on. I don't find that courageous, but thank you. I appreciate
you're very welcome. Thank
we're
you.
Gonna, just, we're going to call you the tiger, or the lion from Wizard of Oz.
That's right. Yeah. What makes a man out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave?
Courage.
Courage. What makes a muskrat guard his musk? Okay, all right. Courage. All right. So with that, when we come back.
Compose yourself.
Yeah. While we have fun on our break, when we come back, you are an example. You don't think that you are, but you are. You know, you walk every day in the world of Hollywood, and you're bringing a different example to the world. And whether you're talking to makeup artists, or whether you're talking to extras, or whoever it is, they're listening to your thoughts. Some of those people might become the next Angelina Jolie. You might, no, I take that back, not in that way, you know, but hugely famous star that can make a difference, and you're already doing it. So I'd like to know, how, when we come back, what, you know, how you think people can do it in their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll be back with Marissa Petoro. As a matter of fact, if you want to check her out, just as I spelt it, Marissa, MarissaPetoro.com. And you can also find her on Facebook under the same name. I'm Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo. We'll be right back.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and I have to say, you know, the first time I met Marissa Petoro was on a stage where I was Master of Ceremonies, and she was in a pageant, the Miss Italia USA Beauty Pageant.
Yes, a long time ago.
And you should have won. You had my vote.
Thank you.
I was rooting for you. Not just because you're beautiful, but because you had personality and you have heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's talk about your heart. You're sharing your heart and your thoughts and your knowledge with people every day. Talk to us about that.
Sure. I mean, I love to pay forward my experiences with, you know, everything I've endured in my life. Actually, a friend of mine reached out to me a couple of weeks ago because he knew that I you know, was a cancer survivor. And he shared with me that he had been diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is a really rare cancer of plasma cells.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's having all his plasma cells removed. Is that what you're going to tell me?
He didn't go that route. Thank God. Because he may not be here. But I just shared, you know, my experiences with, you know, making sure that he had an alkaline diet to cut all of the sugar out, even don't eat, not to eat fruit. Make sure he was juicing a lot of greens. And at the time, I found a product. It was called, Gorilla Life Green Drink. And it was a chlorophyll drink. It was just chlorophyll, vitamin C, and water. And you can also get it like in drops. You can just put in your water. And
I said,
the chlorophyll. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, overdose on wheatgrass and, spirulina, all of that.
Which, oh, by the way, you can't really overdose.
Not overdose.
Nothing bad happens,
it, yeah.
Which is interesting, right?
Okay.
It does.
You turn green.
You might be taking a break for a while.
It comes out the other end. It cleans you out.
The reason why I say overdose is because you can't really overdose right. on it necessarily. So he went and did that because the chlorophyll actually, it rebuilds and replenishes your blood. So he has this cancer plasma cells. So I'm like, well, this has to help in some way. If anything, it's going to give you energy.
So you shared that with him?
Yeah, I shared that with him to meditate, you know, go for walks. Don't watch anything that is going to make you sad.
Turn
the news off.
Wow.
There's like a bunch of things.
That's
great. For a week, he actually went and wheatgrassed and got the chlorophyll and was drinking all of this for 1 week. He goes back to his doctor a week later. And they do the blood work again and the scans and the urine samples and all of that. And he called me up. He's like, Marissa, I have amazing news. He's like, the doctor was sitting across the table from me completely dumbfounded by the results 1 week later. He's like, I don't have it anymore.
Wow.
After 1 week.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, this chlorophyll is like magic.
Believe it. Believe
it's,
it.
It's liquid gold.
And that's why you're drinking it right there.
I'm drinking
it, yeah. So am I. That's a great story. Well, that's a great example of how people are out there, you know, how you're out there
right.
helping other people. And
right.
how can you, like, since you are setting an example, how can you share with other people how what they could do?
Just to do their own research. I don't know. Just don't eat anything that you can't pronounce that has these chemicals. And aspartame is another thing. So many people are addicted to diet soda because they want to stay thin. Actually, it doesn't really help you to stay thin. It's a neurotoxin that actually it's a byproduct of chemical warfare that sends a message to your brain.
Wow.
It's a byproduct of biological warfare that sends a message to your brain that you're unsatisfied, thus consuming more.
Wow.
Making the companies billions of dollars.
And this is coming from a young lady who, if you haven't seen her, go look at her picture. Because she's obviously doing something right. And, you know, and you're not too thin, by the way. I mean, you're...
I'm healthy, you know. Yeah.
What are you saying, Filippo?
She looks... No, I'm not saying that as a...
I'm not like anorexic.
Exactly.
No, I mean, I eat. I like my food.
She's my friend. Don't get me in trouble here.
Uh-huh.
She's from Jersey, you know. She could,
and Italian, and she'll kick your ass. So tread lightly. That's all I'm saying.
Girl, so she'd win. I'm glad you love me, though.
No, back I love pedal, you.
Back pedal, back pedal.
You look great.
No, thank you. But I appreciate that because in a society where, you know, you have to be this like stick figure to be considered loved is just, it's not the right message that's sending out there.
Well, case in point, everything that I've seen you in, you've always played either a model or the, you know, the sexy woman or whatever. So obviously, you know, you wouldn't be picked for those parts if the rest of the world didn't feel that. Let me ask you this. Some of the roles have been kind of like an angry woman.
Oh, really? A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's got a friend named Filippo who makes her comments on her weight too much.
Oh, my God. You're going to regret having said yes to me on the show because of Scott. No,
I think it's fine.
But how do you – like, this is just – I kind of –
I don't know. Maybe it's my Jersey Italian.
So it's kind of fun to bring it up.
Oh, I love it. Love it. And it goes against sometimes like who I really am in real life. And I think maybe that's why they cast me because I don't necessarily look that.
Like you'll do that. But
so,
then you go there.
Right.
And people are like,
they're
holy shit.
Against the grain. Right. Exactly.
Well, I can see where it's fun. You're not concerned about, you know, that affecting you personally. you know, saying some of those negative things or getting angry like that on stage?
No, I'm, you know, I'm playing a character, so I'm fine with that.
And you're so much on the other side of it that it's...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, unless the character goes completely against my morals of what I want to say or do or put out there, then I would refuse.
Good
to.
For you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so speaking of which, you know, you are out there in the world. You share what you share. What you know? Before we close, let's just say you're at that level of Angelina Jolie. I mean, what would your, how would your message be different today?
Please just watch what you're putting on your plate, okay, what you're putting in your mouth, where you're taking your children to eat. When I see parents taking their little kids into McDonald's and feeding them burgers and fries, I'm just like, you are being lazy. You're not taking care of your child. Actually, there's somebody, a parent that I'm following on Facebook. Their child has a type of cancer, and they posted how happy they were that their child finally was eating some French fries. And I'm like,
wow.
I just wanted to jump through that computer and say, that is the wrong thing that you're feeding that child. Yes, I understand he's lost a lot of weight because of the chemo, and all a parent wants to do is to see them healthy, but that is the wrong thing to feed them. It's better not that he not eat anything than to eat French fries from McDonald's.
And is it
that is loaded with chemicals and sugar, and it's not helping his disease at all.
And you think it's because they don't know? They're lazy?
I think they don't know. I think they don't know. I think they just don't know.
Okay. Wow. This has been hard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really
is. It's hard.
Has,
it's hard to talk really about has. And articulate, and so that people understand it in the right way that you're trying to share it.
Yeah. You know?
I think that's where it all comes back to education, and the education starts with the parents.
Right.
You know, and if the parents don't know, it's like...
And the school system, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love the fact that...
They're feeding them strawberry milk, chocolate milk. Are you
pizza,
kidding me?
Pizza, French fries. Right. And the parents have no... you know, they're not there to make the decision. The kids are just eating it.
That's why this is even more important, because education, you know, the people are being educated by Time Magazine and people and this type of disclosure. So we need to be educating each other. The more that people can be sharing these types of solutions and this type of discussion, so that we understand, you know, that there are other ways, that we understand more about diet.
Yes.
You know, we got to take more responsibility at an individual level rather than looking to the mass media for education.
Sure.
Yeah. You,
it's about preventative health.
And that's why
we have to follow more of the Eastern way as opposed to the Western way.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, something's wrong with you. We'll cut it out. We'll put a Band-Aid on it. No, you have to find out where the source is coming from, how to take care of it from there.
Well that's why this show is important, because parents listen to this. So they might learn something in a different way. And I want to end by quoting a friend of mine who said, don't eat anything in a box. Cereal, really? To your children? Do you love them? Then throw this crap out. I say this with love, people. Stop with the sugar. Do you know who that was? Who was it, Marissa?
It was that Italian chick.
From Jersey. None other than Marissa Petroro.
Thank you for having me here. It's been a blast.
It's been a blast. I hope I get to see you in something soon. I know you've even done some local plays, which unfortunately I missed.
That's okay.
Boy, that's a true friend.
It came at a busy time that year.
No worries. I forgive you.
You're getting your hair done.
Oh, man. So with that, gosh, I love you. I'm so glad you're speaking up.
Thank you.
Especially looking the way you look and doing what you're doing as a model and an activist and a spokesperson for some really important things.
Thank you.
Okay, so carry on. Marissa Petroro, MarissaPetroro.com or on Facebook of the same name. Actually, there was something else I could give out. The IMDb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you go to imdb.me,
mm-hmm.
right, /Marissa Petroro. You'll see all the things that she's been in. And go rent that Everybody wants to be Italian. That's so much fun.
It was a blast. We shot that in Boston. It was great.
In the Italian...
Yeah, in the Italian section, yeah. Uh-huh.
A lot of fun. You must have, you had to have fun doing that. Anyway, and that was so you.
Thank you.
And this is so you.
Yes.
Thanks for being you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with our producer's wrap here on Life Changes with Filippo, with Mark Legere, and I'm sure Scott's going to chime in.
Oh, me?
Right after this.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
I still got a smile on my face. This is Filippo. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere and, of course, our producer, Dorothy Donahue, and Scott, and actually the engineer, and Marissa Petroro. And I just got a smile on my face. We talked about some hard stuff, but when you're talking about it with friends and with people that you trust, and we're having a real conversation.
Well, a real conversation, but I think we need to be able to kind of smile about this kind of stuff. It's so heavy. Some of the things we brought up are so heavy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. And I mean, thank God that Marissa was here to be able to share, you know, with the type of heart and the type of education that she always has, and being well read.
And I think the cool thing is she brings it to, you know, brings it to top of mind awareness. We can make a little bit of fun of it, but she really went through something serious.
Yeah.
And it took, yeah. It did take a, all jokes aside about the courage, it took a ton of courage for her to face her fear, bring it to the front, because quite honestly, she's risking her career. Some producer says, oh, what's she doing that for? Bragging on, you know, on what's her name? Angie. Angelina Jolie, whatever.
Well, what's her name?
Yeah, God forbid Brad Pitt ever produces something. And no, but there is that, unfortunately, and that's the other side of it. I mean, that's big business too. So it's big business against big business.
It really is big business. But before that, you know, when going back to courage, I mean, you know, there's two threads to that discussion. The courage for you know the moment that. The choice point that Angelina made, the choice point that Marissa went through, that's one discussion. But going back to individual responsibility and you know, the courage to actually step out of, the kind of habitry that has come from processed foods and fast foods and just simple, you know, laziness.
Habitry.
Is
that a word?
Yeah,
that's a good word.
Yeah.
If not, we're going to get it added.
It's like habitat, but with a tree.
But with a tree.
No, I understand what you're saying. I hope I didn't make you lose your point.
No, that the point is made because we fall into habits, right? We fall into norms, and we get away from educating ourselves. We fall into the trap that is consumerism, that is processed foods, right? You go into
GMO.
We're falling more and more into the system. Well, we're getting bifurcated because more and more people are stepping up and owning organics and owning local farming and
bifurcated. That's a good word too.
So that's a real word too. Without the tree.
And also, let's not forget that the March Against Monsanto is on the 25th of this month. And I want to encourage everybody, find out where your local one is and get down to it. We need to take a stand against this for our children, if not us.
Well, here's a company that has basically taken control of our farming and our food supply, and they're the ones, by the way, that introduced aspartame into the diet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and snuck it in under under spices, even beyond. So beyond the labeling.
Natural flavors, probably.
Under natural flavors and spices. So it's in more foods than we even have an idea.
And by the way, aspartame, in case you don't know, that's the sweetener that they use in all the soft drinks. So if you're drinking soft drinks, it is the worst possible thing. If you can't lose weight, don't understand why I'm drinking Diet Coke, that's because of the aspartame. Yes.
Hello. You know, and actually, talking about Coke
Coca-Cola.
Those sodas. Talking about those sodas. he's bad. I love him. He's bad. There's the other side of it, the ignorance on the other side of it. Like, somebody could be listening to the show and say something like an actual friend of mine said to me when he discovered that he had a tumor on his belly. And he showed me this big lump, and he says, it's a tumor, and he was all concerned. And then I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to handle it naturally. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And then I visited him like a couple months later, and he said, you want to go to McDonald's? And I'm looking at him like he's making a joke. And we went to McDonald's. I didn't eat, but he got something to eat and a Coke. And I said, what does doing it naturally mean to you? And he said, well, I'm going to let it go away on its own. And I literally said to him, go have it operated on. I mean, because if naturally means to you doing all the same things you did that got you the tumor to begin with.
Go have a Coke and a smile.
This is the point. I mean, there's a whole lot of unlearning and relearning that has to happen.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying earlier about, you know, owning your own education and becoming well-read. And you know, that's what Marissa did. And so many other people who have fought their own ailments have taken the time to actually learn about diet, learn about, you know, the causes, and understand what's available to them. And I think that has to happen at an individual level. We have to have individual responsibility at some point.
And, you know, she did say that had she had to make the choice again now about what to do, she would not have done the chemo and she would not have done, you know, the radiation. So she's learned.
That comes from a whole other level of awareness,
right,
understanding,
sure.
You know,
right.
Where that comes from. But then you get into other new sciences that we're not even paying attention to. It hasn't even been brought up once, I don't think I've heard in terms of this dialogue, which is gene knowledge now. You know, when you get into work by Bruce Lipton and people like this, we're understanding that the genetic blueprint is not fixed. It changes. It changes with your thoughts. It changes with introductions of light and frequency. And so this whole idea of having to preempt something based on a genetic blueprint is ridiculous.
Gosh. And, you know, and we didn't even talk about energy healing or it's just there's so much. There's so much.
Hard to believe that passed without us mentioning it.
Well, you know, absolutely. That's because Dorothy's not on the mic.
Let me tell you, honey.
That's a good imitation. Boy.
Well, we're just getting warmed up over here.
Wow. So now Dorothy's going to kick your ass. Marissa's going to kick mine. It's going to be a hot time here at the Joint Studios after the show. you know what takes courage is to just sit there quietly while the mic is on and not say anything. So, Marissa, my hat's off to you again while these guys are talking about you like this.
Come on, you guys, do your thing. I'm not supposed to be here, right?
Okay. No, I didn't hear a thing. Did you?
Who is that?
No, it's an angel. So with that, of course, thank you to Marissa Petrora for her courage.
Yeah.
And absolutely. And for the way she shared on the show. And, hey, it's not easy to come up against a bunch of guys who are looking at you the way they look at you and also having this conversation. So my hat's off to you in more ways than one. So with that, I want to remind you all that we got a great guest next week. Actually, we're going to surprise you. You go on Facebook and see what that's all about, or go to our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or lifechangesnetwork.com. This has been a great show and a lot of fun, and it's been hard, a lot of hard stuff, but we're gonna keep at it. And remember, we're reminding you here that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.